Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. We, as we kind of left off, we are going into the real reason why we need to definitize the Constitution, why each state needs to do this, because without doing this, then the parties to the compact have failed to articulate what they actually recognize as the supreme law of the land. Now, they ambiguously state the Constitution, the United States Constitution. However, there is a very specific Constitution that they have to point to. We call it the Organic Constitution, because the Organic Constitution is precisely simply the Constitution for the United States. In other words, what everybody carries around in their hip pocket called the U.S., the Constitution, with the Declaration of Independence, that little thing, that is the Organic Constitution. The current constitution that the federal government uses is called the Annotated Constitution. In the Annotated Constitution, they have injected how the courts have interpreted the Constitution moving forward. Now, it's important to understand the enemy. In other words, the federal government is the enemy. And I say that because they're the ones that have rejected the Organic Constitution, and they're the ones that have perverted that Organic Constitution to make it mean something that it never was defined to mean. This is where the ratification debates are so critically important. Now, as you know, the show is sponsored by, or also sponsored by, republicreview.org. You're listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence and the academic evidence-based solutions. Why is it that other shows don't do this? Because it's boring to some people. It doesn't, you know, because we're so wrapped up. It's kind of like sex sells, right? I mean, we've heard that when, you know, you put, you know, a Swedish swim team, you know, in their swimsuits for a product, for beer that you're marketing for guys, because the product is typically consumed by guys, then that's what they use. And they use sex for, you know, attracting women in purchasing, you know, perfumes, fashion, what have you. And the fact of the matter is, there are these, I guess, psychological or these undertones that we subconsciously attach ourselves to, or we're attracted to, or we're finding, you know, that's something that resonates with us. It clicks with us. I guess that's the simplest way to put it. But when we're looking at commercials, when we're being manipulated, or when the manufacturers are doing everything they can to get you to buy that product, well, I mean, it's a no-holds-bar contest. I mean, they're going to do anything and everything they can get away with. In the 60s, they proved that if they put what they call flash information in a movie, and they did this at, I think, drive-ins and movie theaters, where they would, you know, flash information, like you're hungry, get some popcorn, get some hot buttered popcorn, that type of stuff. Then as you're sitting there, and you can't even see those words, they happen so quickly that it's not something that you're consciously reading, but subconsciously, it's stimulating your brain into going, huh, I need to get some, and that is literally called manipulation, and that's actually illegal to do, well, for getting you to buy a product. Now, is it illegal to do that in school classrooms, to subconsciously plant deep into the kids' heads information? Because I'm telling you, when they started doing the psychological studies, when they started doing what, you know, what's effective, believe it or not, even colors are effective in stimulating a very specific response out of humans, such as certain colors make you kind of hungry. If you didn't know, red and yellow are two colors, which is why you look at most fast food signs outside. What are their primary colors? I mean, it is red and yellow, in and out. McDonald's, Carl's Jr., or Hardy. When you start looking, you go, why is it that they use the same colors? That's because those colors effectively influence your hunger or your desire to buy some food products at the time. And it's all of these little things that they do to create an edge, to give themselves a advantage. I mean, most people, they just take all of this stuff for granted. But the fact of the matter is, there's been efforts for as long as they could in trying to get you, manipulate you into buying their products, into, you know, becoming, you know, aligning your paradigm with them, and so forth. So this is why what we like doing is really giving you a good historical view for Christmas and how Christmas was really felt by the framers. And the Christians that were, you know, populated throughout the United States, and why certain Christians populated throughout the United States became quick to gravitate to into accepting this new concept of Christmas in America. And when I say this new concept, it literally was a new concept. This did not happen in England. This did not happen in Europe. It happened in America. And so let's just kind of move on, because what I need to do is I kind of want to finish these personal endorsements so we can actually get into the definitizing of the Constitution. And so if you haven't heard me say it, if you are planning on making any type of resolutions or any change in your life, if you're getting to a point where now inflation or your financial problems are really that glaring, like a huge red zit at the end of in the tip of your nose or right there on your chin. And so if it's glaring and it is just basically radiating that you've got to do something about this, check out Gary Smith with Fortitude Financial Coaching. I promise you, he will help you. He's probably the most, for a Marine, he's rock solid. I can say all sorts of great things. I have the greatest respect for this man. And so I know what he's done. I know where he's been. And our paths crossed a long time ago. It was back in 88 to something like 90. But anyway, because I think that's when we were stationed together at, I think at the time it was FICPAC before it became JICPAC. It might have just became, no, I think he left before it became JICPAC. But anyway. Anywho, that was the Fleet Intelligence Center out in Hawaii. So if you're looking for some help, you're looking for some coaching, and believe me, you need help. You'll need somebody to help support you and help you take action and give you the discipline and the guidance in disciplining yourself in how to be successful in getting on top of your finances. With that, we got also free Constitution classes, and since I'm coming up on Keith Borders here, Keith Borders has created this Constitution education. What we hope to do is, as soon as we wrap up this content of the campaign issues, things that we believe are paramount, that we need to start discussing these issues coming up in the upcoming election, and we're going to go why we're going to go through this. So it may take a couple of sessions here, or I should say a couple of shows or episodes. However, what we want to do is we want to make sure that you get it, that you understand, and you actually, hopefully, when this is finished enough, or it's pretty close to, you know, having, I think, the highlights to it, then we'll actually publish this so that everybody can take a look and go, okay, now I see where we need to go, because we're the problems, if you didn't realize. The reason why your government, your representatives are chasing, they don't know where to start, because there's so many different groups that have their own interests, and those who pay more get more of their time or consideration. Well, come on. if we're all succinct and we're all asking for the same thing, then it changes that, because now it doesn't require more consideration. It becomes the only consideration. We have to start demanding that they stop taking unconstitutional money, that they shut down this usurpation of our rights and powers by the federal government. So moving on, Timber Nation, I can't tell you, I've got my desk set up. Well, it's climatizing right now because I just don't have time to do a reorg of my studio yet. We will probably get that this next week or two. However, what we want to do is we want you to actually see, you know, how nice it is to be able to have a beautiful hardwood furnishing. And when I look at this desk, and then when I look at what I would buy that would be coming from a communist country, because most all of these furnishings that we buy either come from Vietnam or these other, where the Chinese Communist Party is influencing countries around the world. They've penetrated so many. Why is it that we want to financially support those countries as China continues to grow and grow their influence? We're heading to war with them. I think it's best that we stop paying for their bullets, if you know what I mean. So anyway, we're going to be right back, and then we will wrap up on Timber Nation and our other sponsors and get into definitizing the Constitution. So please stay tuned, and we're going to be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the republic review model, on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so before I actually go back into Timber Nation, let me actually go back to Keith Broders and the Constitution Education. We actually had a conversation, and we're going to be airing that. We've got an interview with him in the bag, and we're going to be doing a lot more, because this interview and this conversation was the historical context of the Electoral College. And you will actually see that the Electoral College, the states actually was abiding by the Electoral College up until Andrew Jackson. That's what we cover. And so I think you're going to find it interesting, if not fascinating, what the Electoral College actually provides and how it protects us from this if you look at how our elections are being tampered with and how, you know, money controls everything, we have the solution to end all of this. It only requires you to change your paradigm towards what we would call a Republican form of government paradigm. Really, it's that simple. So anyway, we'll be airing that this week. It shouldn't take, but let me see, how many pages are these issues and topics and details? It's 9 pages. So I'll say probably by Wednesday or Thursday, we will be airing that interview with Keep Borders, and hopefully by before then, we'll actually have a couple of more interviews and more pieces of information and so forth. So anyway, just wanted to let you know, you need to check out constitutioneducation.us, especially if you want to start teaching your kids the valuable and important, because once they start learning the truth about the Constitution, see, I say this about patriots too. Most patriots don't understand the truth about the Constitution. Every time I talk to people that are teaching the Constitution and I start informing them this protection of us, you know, from us ever having to have a standing army that was embossed in this Constitution, it was galvanized that we would never be subject to federal tyranny because the federal government could never enforce their own laws. Well, everybody's completely missed, and they've successfully convinced everybody that the federal government can create any enforcement branch that they want. They can't. They have to use the militia. That was the intent of the Constitution. And we have perverted it that much. And this is why the states absolutely have to definitize and get back to those rudimentary terms and definitions that were provided by the framers at the time of ratification. Anyway, Timber Nation. I did talk to these guys. They're very, very busy. I want you to have patience and I want you to have understanding. These guys are a small family business. It's literally just a few of them. And everything that they do is custom. I mean, they may have standards. And in talking about my desk, I was kind of talking to these guys. And it's not necessarily complete or finished. They're going to give me these a couple of other things that we're going to kind of finish up. But what we wanted to do was we wanted to give you this idea of what, you know, this desk would be like, or a prototype of it. Because, I mean, a lot of people, you know, their desks aren't just, you know, a square, big, huge box where your knees go into this little square cubby. And, you know, you have all of these drawers that are going, well, what is that, laterally across, or, you know, basically from left to right. And most people, when they buy, or when you look at an office setting, an optimum office setting is when your desk kind of wraps around you, where you have, you know, a better reach for desktop surface, because really it comes down to how far can you really function with something sitting in front of you. You can actually have two separate keyboards if you have a wraparound desk and work on two separate computers where you can be, you know, crunching the numbers with one and doing other work with another. Now, with computers today, most people need that type of thing, but most people actually, if you considered upgrading and actually using a more powerful computer, it may cost you a little bit more money, but over the long run, I'll give you an example. The type of computer I use, I purchased a computer in 2006. It was a dual processor, and it was a smoking system at the time. It was so smoking that it still functions today. I mean, it still performs just as good as these new computers coming out. It may be just a little bit slower than these, what I'll call these fully solid state systems. So the fully solid state systems are kind of an upgrade, kind of. But when it comes to being able to do multiple things at one time because of your processors, your memory, and everything else, your solid state system may be able to do some things, but when you start getting CPU bound, all of a sudden you're having some real delays in your computer processing. Well, when you have, you know, 8 cores then you're actually, and it's on two separate CPUs, then now you're actually got more CPU power, and you've got a bigger bus so that you can grow to, you know, an insane amount of memory. But the bottom line is, what I'm trying to tell you is that if you're looking for, you know, the breaking the mold, instead of having a flat desk that, you know, you come to and it goes from left to right, and something that actually wraps around you, and you don't want to go buy that cheap crap from China that you can buy at Costco and everywhere else, then you'd want to check out Timber Nation. We're going to get these pictures uploaded, and you'll be able to take a look at what a broadcasting desk would look like. And again, this is like a prototype, so there's other things that they can do, and there's other things that they'll be able to customize to make it even, you know, more fitting for you. But you can get these in any size. Just keep in mind, I only went with a very specific depth and so forth because there's only certain things I'm going to be doing. This is a broadcast computing desk, and so I'm not doing mechanical engineering where I need a huge desktop surface, you know, or an engineering board or anything like that. So anyway, RadioDeskCovers.com, you need to check these guys out. As we move forward this week, I'm going to, you know, quickly go over these because I don't want to spend this much time in endorsing. But I want you to understand the reason why I endorse these very specific services, products, and people is because, one, they are good people. They are patriots. They love the Constitution. And they are working hard in providing you what I would consider, you know, an honest product for an honest price. All of these individuals, all of these companies, all of these people that we're endorsing. And let me actually add local. Ben Carr out of Ad Local, we need to get him in here because his story is unique. Just like Gary Smith's story is unique, because here's a guy that had all the knowledge on financial, you know, control and discipline. And it wasn't until, you know, he was in the same, a similar boat as me when we retired, we realized we were making so much money, but we just had so much debt. Well, anyway, the bottom line is this, folks. When we look at, you know, what we do and how we spend our money, there are certain products and features and things that we have to have. We've got to have a desk to be able to be productive. We have to have electricity. We have to have, you know, if we're in a business, we've got to have a domain presence and so forth. AdLocal gives you the IT or the infrastructure support products and services that you would need. So check out adlocal.com. Anyway, our comment line, 425-270-5416. I know we need to get into some marketing, but between now and the end of the year, it is going to be tough. And I know there's lots of things. There's lots of decadence in the news pornography cycle. And I call it pornography because it is that, it's that dark. I mean, some of the stuff that we're looking at in the news, how much more are you willing to take? How many more Epstein's, because the trial is starting, right? But how many more of these, you know, dark, evil things need to continually occur? Even though we may be finding some justice here and there in some respects, but it doesn't mean that things are getting better. And as a matter of fact, over time, we're going to even find justice hard to find or absent completely when the Constitution is gone. So I hope you can continue to help grow this show and our presence out on the streaming as well as throughout the nation. Anybody that works with me, they will probably tell you that I don't know why or how GR can do it, because I'm here to help everybody. And what I want to do is I want to get you to be able to do the same thing. I know there's lots of people that may not be in the same position where they have the time because they're working, they're not retired, and they, you know, have a lot of debt. Well, that's why we give you Fortitude Financial Coaching. Go check them out. Then you don't have to be stuck in this huge rut anymore. We're here to help, and we're not from the government, right? So let me move on to definitizing the Constitution. I've already set the case. You already know that the federal government is basically, you know, they're playing like a bunch of kids. They're making it up as they go along, right? They've got this new board game, but actually, I'm telling you, they know what their next moves are. They know what they have to do. Do you really believe that the Supreme Court, as everybody is looking, you know, over the horizon at what the Supreme Court is doing, do you really believe that the Supreme Court is going to come back and say, oh, you know what, we're sorry and we were wrong, that the Roe v. Wade decision was inappropriate, we should never have done that, and we're relinquishing this, this is now a state issue, which, because it would end the federal funding for Planned Parenthood, all this crap. You think that they would actually do that? I am telling you, the Supreme Court is not guardians of the Constitution. We'll be right back after these two promos.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so let's dive into what we would call the... I wanted to call these the Bill of Rights for the 2022 and forward. For the Bill of Rights for the 21st century. Maybe that's probably the best label we can create. And technically, these are not amendments, but these are the awakening of the citizens who have these constitutional rights, these constitutionally protected rights that we all would, you know, identify as things like, you know, your right of privacy. Well, government can't make laws, but government can't make laws to take away your privacy. But they can make laws to enhance it. So that's why it's really important that we get our government to actually support this concept. Because, see, there's been a back door. And I'll talk about just Amazon regarding privacy. Amazon, when it started operating, Bezos created a deal with the CIA that they were going to report to the government anything and everything you did. Well, so now the government's not directly monitoring you on Amazon. Amazon's doing it for the government. They willingly became an agent in spying on people. Now, if you're thinking about having an Amazon Christmas, I would tell you that you're a fool if you're doing business with Amazon. I would have a hard time telling you that, you know, if that's the only place that you can actually do business, because I can tell you, all you need to do is reach out to Walmart and a lot of these other places. You'll find that the exact same businesses are doing business with Walmart as they are with Amazon. Walmart has not been selling your information, and they've made their mainstay in providing this. Why do you think Amazon became the government's AWS services in the cloud? They got a no-bid contract, just like Halliburton. And that was under the Obama administration. Obama utilized the spoils system even more so than Bush or anybody else. I mean, if you look at all of the companies, such as the Solyndra, the energy companies, and going green energy, he utilized his whole agenda in basically helping out those who supported him and the communist agenda. It's that simple, folks. That's why we have to be looking at this as equally as important as our Bill of Rights. Okay? Now, definitizing the Constitution literally lays out the law that the federal government only has jurisdiction over these things within the Constitution. The federal government believes they have jurisdiction over anything and everything that they want to have jurisdiction over. Remember, we had the 11th Amendment that clarified that the federal government can't construe that they have jurisdiction over all of these things. That this, you know, if it's a state issue, if it's not enumerated, and it is one of those things that falls within the state's powers, that's it, government. Again, end of story, game over. You have no jurisdiction. So each state has to start definitizing and actually declaring that the only constitution they recognize is the organic constitution. And what we're going to do is we're going to create all of these reference points to the ratification debates for every single term and definition. So what I mean by that is, When we go through each line of the Constitution, and I'm going to just give you one example, the Necessary and Proper Clause. The Necessary and Proper Clause was defined in several of the debates, and the way it was defined was almost identical. They used different words, but they basically said that the Necessary and Proper Clause does not grant the federal government any other power other than being able to create the laws necessary and proper to execute the aforegoing powers. That was it. And yet John Marshall claimed that the Necessary and Proper Clause actually gave them a portal to be able to do things that they thought was necessary and proper and redefine that. So if you start comparing and contrasting this 3,000 some odd page document called the Annotated Constitution, you can't put that in your pocket, my friends, nor is it anything like what the framers had defined. The federal government literally has gotten away with making it up as they go along, and the states have yet to be wise to this. Because how many people do you know even ever talk about the Annotated Constitution as this huge, glaring problem? It is smacking us in the face today. We have to step in. Anyway, the Organic Constitution is the original Constitution that in itself was the one that was ratified by the 13 original states, along with the 27 existing amendments. Now, you know as well as I do, at least those of you who've listened to the show and have really done a lot of studying on the Constitution, you know as well as I do that there are amendments that are completely in question. One that is completely in question is the original 13th Amendment that was actually signed by Congress, I think, in 1812. It was the ending of emoluments, or I should say the nobility clause. And so it built upon that, and it made it impossible for anybody that had a title of nobility to be able to be a public servant, if I recall. If you go look this up, it was actually ratified. And there is evidence that it was actually ratified by all the states. It created this constitutional amendment, but all of a sudden the federal government, you know, just kind of started taking this big eraser saying, well, this really didn't happen. Well, the only people that can actually tell you whether it really happened or not are those states that ratified it. This is why each state at the time when that constitutional amendment was sent out, each state has to scrub and clear and research all of their archives to determine it. See, here's one of the problems that we're going to have. When Republic Review moves forward, there are going to be states that will be considered hostile to trying to prove what the Constitution really is. And New York is going to be one of those states, and New York happens to be one of those original states in the Union. New Jersey's another. I mean, if you look at some of the corruption in some of these dark blue states that we have to rely upon, we may have some problems. Point in fact is that if we can't look at these, you know, the 13th Amendment and whether it should have been ratified, this becomes then, and whether they really believe it was, but they won't be able to prove it because those states have done shenanigans to actually erase the data. They've taken it to the shredder and it's gone. It's kind of like what Sandy Berger did with the little briefing that Clinton had regarding Operation Bajinka. That happened to be, you know, if you ever remember this, during the 9/11 commission, Sandy Berger was, you know, called to testify regarding that particular document. Well, before he was called to testify, he actually went into the archives because everybody knew that this was going to come up because it was actually being talked about in some of the, you know, the fringe conservative radio shows. And Jerry Doyle was one guy that was really harping on this. And so Sandy Berger went into the archives. He grabbed this, I don't know, two-page document, however many pages it was, and he took it home. And then he destroyed it. It was the only document of its kind, and it had Clinton's notes in the margins, where Clinton clearly was identifying, because the lieutenant colonel that briefed Clinton on Operation Bajinka was pointing out, you know, these types of things, and Clinton was making these notes, you know, in the margins of the, you know, the document. Anyway, when they said, well, where is it? Sandy Berger goes, oh, well, I accidentally took it home, and instead of admitting that I took it home, I just burned it. And then he got a $50,000 fine. That guy should have gone to jail for obstructing justice and for, you know, destroying evidence. I mean, they should have thrown the book at this guy. But instead, they patted him on the back and said, okay, come, you know, somebody will write a $50,000 check for you, I'm sure. And it was all done. That's how corrupt these folks are. And they do everything they can to destroy any and all evidence necessary. Because you got to remember, the ends justify the means, okay? So each state must recognize the terms and definitions. This is why going through the ratification debates and providing these terms and definitions, in so doing, we end the ability of courts to be able to interpret what they think privacy means. It's over. It's done. This is how we can move forward for centuries on the Constitution as it was originally intended. And I truly believe that we would witness a miracle, because I would actually see the all nations coming into this nation and abolishing the communist world movement of the UN and this globalization of communism with all governments. The Constitution is the thing that will end all of that. And so if you can fathom that and that direction that we could go with the Constitution, it's a beautiful thing, because it would end all wars. We can't have a war from one state to another. And there will be justice, and there will be no more, you know, dictators, Pol Pots, or even Bidens or Obamas anymore, where they actually go after to destroy. They literally, if you haven't heard, I mean, Bob Schultz was one of those people that was a victim of Lois Lerner and Obama in going after conservatives and shutting conservatives down using political warfare here in America, just like with those people that, you know, the insurrection of January 6th. We'll be right back after these next two promos. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires two-thirds of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so there is probably no more important, because we can't even move towards Republic Review, than definitizing the Constitution. Each state needs to actually take their stand and say, this is the Constitution we recognize, and this is the only Constitution we recognize, and this is how the terms and definitions were provided at the time of the ratification of this Constitution. And what I'd love to see is each of the states, because I've talked to several state legislators, they need to actually create a constitutional resource for each of them so that these constitutional resource offices can actually work across state boundaries and come to, I don't want to use the word consensus, but they can come to a level of agreement, similar to what King James did in canonizing the Bible, where he had all of these biblical scholars, you know, all come to the terms of what they believed the books were in creating the King James Bible as scripture. Now, was King James anointed as, you know, the seer of canonizing what's scripture and what isn't scripture? No. But he recognized the necessity of being able to put the scriptures into the hands of everybody. Now, I believe there's, I could go down this path, but I don't want to necessarily, because it's just a rat hole. And I don't mind giving people more information regarding the Bible. But the fact of the matter is, what we're talking about is the Constitution, not the Bible. And so we have all the facts, we have all the evidence still, and they're available to us, and we have the ability to go through every single amendment and how Congress debated what each line in that amendment meant. That's why the Congressional Globe and looking at the 14th Amendment and how it was debated, it's, you know, there's a lot of people that make these wild, crazy assertions on the 14th Amendment. And I'm going, where did you get that? You know, like these corporations, the 14th Amendment, the Civil Era, the Civil War era that, you know, has created all these corporations. Well, yeah, but that wasn't in the 14th Amendment. That was completely unconstitutional what Congress did. Congress basically, you know, tried to alleviate us going into another war right after the Civil War with Britain and other European nations that the South actually created debt to. Anyway,
without going back into all the rest of that. What we want to do is we need to then, you know, because the next step is once we definitize the Constitution, then we need the state legislators, because this is kind of the paint by numbers. This is how we have to move forward with republic review. Each state then has to actually start creating laws that will enforce the supreme law of the land. Upon establishing what is the definitive constitution as the supreme law of the land, the states need to have the legislatures go through a full audit of the constitution to ensure it defines. So this is the kickoff of republic review. It defines the jurisdiction of the federal government based upon the enumerated roles, responsibilities, and powers within the Constitution and its ratified amendments. If there are any powers granted in any of those amendments, then we want to identify those and only those. The same thing with what is in the Constitution. And that way we actually chisel in stone. This is all the federal government can do. And then we want to make sure we have a little room on that stone if we want to give them more, okay? But based upon the ratification debates and Madison's notes on the Constitutional Convention, the states need to define, one, the choosing of electors and the president in accordance with Article 2 and the 12th Amendment, and enumerate all powers delegated. In other words, list all of the powers delegated so that everybody clearly sees that these are the only things the federal government can do, which means that these are the only things the federal government can actually, you know, make law on, go into treaties with other governments. We just hear today, or just this past week, and it's been going on for years, that the federal government has been creating treaties that are unconstitutional. And I can honestly tell you that they have no authority to create a treaty over something that they have no enumerated power for. They don't have a general power for dealing with all of these different governments. In climate accord, in the UN, and making us a subordinate to another governing body. That power has never been delegated to the federal government. When Franklin Delano Roosevelt wanted to get something done, he just did it. And he did it to America. And America needs to recognize he was one of the most evil presidents we ever had. Wilson tried to get away with doing that. Wilson couldn't, because at that point in time, there was still enough consciousness in some of the people in understanding the Constitution that they go, you know what, that's a stretch. That's a stretch. It's getting us to become a part of another governing body like the League of Nations. Come on, wake up. So anyway, they need to actually, the states actually need to start what we call enforcing the Constitution. Now, this enforcing of the Constitution has lots of subtopics. And so one of the subtopics that we want to bring into this, you know, this debate as a part of the Bill of Rights is reinforcing property rights. Now, I want you to understand that property and property rights is sacred. It goes all the way back into the Declaration of Independence. And as a matter of fact, it also goes into defining the two objects of government. Government's job is to protect your life and to protect your property so that nobody can take it from you. However, government went down this path of saying, you know what, we can make it so that we can take it from you, but nobody else can. What? How's that? Well, there are many states out there that have the ability to use property tax and take property away from people who are unable to pay their taxes on that property. It's one thing for somebody to have to pay property tax because it's a source of revenue, but it is repugnant to the definitions of our inalienable rights and our civil rights that state governments can actually drive you out of house and home because you can't pay property tax. Sorry. That has to be removed. That has to be fixed. Because unless it's proven that you defrauded government because you bought a house with this whole intent of not, you know, working yourself into a position where you couldn't pay property tax. If there's no evidence that you did that, then why is it they have the power and ability to actually throw you under the bus and force you into this thing we call, you know, destitute, and actually, you know, take away your most precious property, your physical property and your home? They should never be able to do that. That is one of the things. So we want to go through reinforcing our property rights. So the states, and as I look over my shoulder, I got 3 minutes, so I'm going to just try to cover the first subtopic. The states need to delineate the general government's powers regarding money and currency. I thought we were talking about property. Well, believe it or not, my friends, I've said this before. Your money, when you go out and earn money and you're being paid, whether that's in silver coins or whether that's in a deposit of dollars into your bank account, that is your property that you should be able to go into your bank account and withdraw all of that money and put it in your mattress if you so desire. A person should be able to do whatever they want with their property, which their money is their property. They've earned that. That's theirs. Government cannot take it from them. And government is supposed to protect it. Now, we do have to pay taxes. And if they're taxing, which they automatically do before you even get paid, then there's a far cry of how they can tax you further on that money just sitting there. And more importantly, the fact that they want to go down this concept of electro or encrypted currency is unconstitutional. So we have to literally bring this conversation up in maintaining physical money. In accordance with Article 1, Section 8, we have to define what money is and how it is property. Money is a medium of exchange of currency that becomes the actual property of one who accepts it for exchange of goods or services. A person has a constitutional right to hold and physically possess their property. In accordance with Article 1, Section 8, subsection, I think it is, yes, I don't know this subsection. I need to add that in there. So I'll just put an X. The Congress shall have the power to coin money, regulate value thereof, and of foreign coin, and in accordance with Article 1, Section 8, Section 10, Subsection 1, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender of payment in debt. So this is something that's clearly delineated that, you know, hey, the states have this right of actually creating coins. So the states can actually do this. It's not necessarily just the federal government. So the federal government doesn't have the ultimate say on saying, we're going to move what we call money into an electrical currency, and there'll never be any physical representation of that ever again. They don't have the constitutional power to do that, my friends. And we have to start having this conversation, because I'm telling you, it is already on the table. They've already been making these conversations. And there are also all of these types of think tanks that are trying to say, well, this is how we need to move forward with cryptocurrency, with blockchain management. Are you kidding me? They have no power to take away your property. We better start standing up, my friends, or we're going to lose this constitutional republic. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.